from the earth that sailed in storm and rain, to Karbala's land of grief and pain. One held life through water's wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, I welcome you back to this program from the Ark to Karbala. And we are nearing the end of our season. And we are on the 9th episode right now. And next episode is the 10th episode. And today is a very interesting subject. And tomorrow is also a very interesting subject. Both these subjects are related to sacrifice. Both these events are related to the 10th of Muharram. Both these events are an inspiration and motivation for us. So far in the series, we have covered many incidents of many Anbiya Ikram alayhim as-salatu was-salam. If we talk about Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Yunus alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam, this program has been a rich, enlightening journey, alhamdulillah, for us as well. That throughout this program, we learned many things. And alhamdulillah, our esteemed guests as well, esteemed Muballighs, Malana Ismail Madani and Malana Shams Madani. Malana Shams Madani is a Nath Khan as well, mashallah. As you must have become familiar with him already, inshallah, they will be with us today and in the next episode as well. And inshallah, inshallah, we will be seeing you in the future as well through the medium of Madani Channel. And Madani Channel should be a part of your family now. This is the request. And try to promote Madani Channel to your community, to your friends, to your family, because it is a digital preacher. And no fees, no subscription, no ads, and pure Islamic content without anything which is un-Islamic, without anything which is against Sharia. 100% Sharia compliant Islamic TV channel, Madani Channel, alhamdulillah. So as our format is, inshallah, we will listen to a virtue of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our subject of today is Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and his ascension to the heaven. But of course, we will also mention many of his key points of his life, many of his sayings, many of his key aspects, and of course, a background as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "He who sends salawat upon me in abundance in this world shall be the closest to me on the day of judgment." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Every beauty in the world, everything which is nice in the world, anything and everything, the stars, the moon, the sun, whatever brightnesses they've received it due to the brightness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the best of creation. Ala Hadrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, "Wo jo na the to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho." Ala Hazrat says that if not for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there wouldn't be anything.
Subhanallah.
And if not for him, there will not be anything. Why? Jaan hai wo jahan ki. He is the spirit of this world. We are living because we have a soul. Once the soul departs, we are nothing. So he is the soul of the universe. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Because there is soul, that's why you have jihad. That's why you have the world. Another key point here. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ascended to the heavens. Today we are talking about ascension of Isa alayhi salam. Okay? But that ascension of Isa alayhi salam has taken place. Return hasn't taken place. The Prophet went and returned. So Isa alayhi salam has gone and he will return, inshallah. But the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavens, The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is traveling from Makkah to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to all the seven heavens. He's going to Sidratul Muntaha, then he's going towards Baytul Maqdis. After Baytul Maqdis, seven heavens, Sidratul Muntaha, La Makkah. Okay, and he is visiting Jannat, and he is speaking to the Almighty. He's coming back, meeting Musa alaihi salam, going again, 50 salahs becoming 5 salahs. Everything happened in a blink. Meaning the bed is still warm, the water is still dripping in a short while. So an easy explanation of that is that because the soul of the universe was away, so the world came to a pause. The world came to a pause. And when he returned, it resumed. So today, is the world at a pause or is it running? The world is running. That means the Prophet is there. That's why Allah Hazrat has said, Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Mere chashme alam se chup jaane wale. And I request Maulana Shams to read the very same kalam for us, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayhi kaya Ya Rasool Allah وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے برآستاں ہی دیکھ کر ابرِ رحمت برآستاں ہی دیکھ کر ابرِ رحمت بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے بدوں پر بھی برسا دے برسانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ 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 میرے چشمے عالم سے چوب جانے والے میرے چشمے عالم سے چوب جانے والے چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آیا نہ رضا نفس دشمن ہے دم میں نہ آنا کہا تم نے دیکھے ہیں چاند رانے والے کہا تم نے دیکھے ہیں چاند رانے والے گئے جام کے تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب بانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے
مولانا شمس مدنی, this is the second time in the series that we have heard this kalam, but it still sounds fresh. Every time you hear it, it sounds fresh. This is the quality of the words of Imam Ahle Sunnat, and this is the essence of the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unmatchable. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personality is unparalleled. Likewise, his praises are also unparalleled. Hassan bin Thabit rahimahullah says, "Ma in madahtu Muhammad بمقالتي
سبحان الله سبحان الله
لكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمد
سبحان الله
that I do not praise Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم with my couplets, rather I increase the value of my poetry by mentioning Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. And a famous, very famous couplet of Hassan bin Thabit رحمة الله تعالى عليه, he says that no one is more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No eye has ever seen anyone more beautiful than you, Ya Rasulullah. But then he says, how would it even be possible to see anybody more beautiful than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because no mother has given birth to a child more handsome than you. And then he describes the level of that perfection. He says, khuliqta muwarram min kulli ayb. You have been created free from defects. But how perfect? What is the perfection of that? Because now that perfection also needs to be described as perfection. كَأَنَّكَ قَدُ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَىٰ. It's like as if you desire to be created in this way. You speak about perfection. Perfection is of perfection also. Rasulullah's perfection is of perfection as well. You know, Imam Ahle Sunnat rahimahullah has said, وہ کمالِ حسنِ حضور ہے کہ غمانِ نقص جہان ہے. He says that that's the perfection of the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He doesn't say that's the beauty of the Prophet. He says that's the perfection of the beauty of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. وہ کمالِ حسنِ حضور کہ غمانِ نقص جہان ہے. Not that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't have defects. He's not saying like this. Even to say like this was a praise. But he says, the imagination of the Prophet having the defect is also not there. Leave alone defect, imagination is also not there. That wo kamal husn huzur hai ke guman naqs jahan hai, yahi phool khar se dur hai. That this is the flower free from thorns. Just to say flower is also good. Go home and tell your wife you're a flower, she'll be happy. Because if you call anybody flower, mashallah, your face is blooming like a rose. They'll be happy. But Imam Ahle Sunnah doesn't stop there. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you're a flower but without thorns. Okay? Yehi shama hai ke dhuaan hai. Now to call somebody like a shama, like a light, like a candle, like brightness is good. But he says, you are that lintel, you are that candle, you are that brightness without smoke. Meaning perfection of perfection, the highest degree of perfection, basically where our minds end, that's where a poet's mind begins. And where the poet's mind ends, that's where the praise of Rasulullah begins. And where it ends, no end. Why? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased your praise for you. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And indeed we have praised your praise for you. We have increased your praise for you. Subhanallah. So who are we to praise? So by us praising, we are just cleansing our tongues. We are cleansing our heart. Inshallah, very soon the month of Rabiul Awwal is also coming. And inshallah, we will speak more about the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll speak about his blessed birth. And we will, inshallah, because Nisar teri chahal pehal par hazaro eid-e Rabiul Awwal. Sivai Iblis ke jahan mein sabhi to khushiyan mana rahe hain. Except Iblis, everybody is happy. At the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except Iblis, everybody is happy. All the Muslims are happy. Iblis is not happy. Okay, so Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has created amongst, kept us amongst the Muslim fraternity and not the Iblis fraternity, the one who can be unhappy. So inshallah, those days will also come and we will praise. But subhanAllah, such a beautiful kalam and a wonderful start to the topic. Coming to our topic, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the ulul azm. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the ulul azm prophet. Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is our neighboring prophet. Basically, he is the prophet who is famously known before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Basically, he is the neighbor in terms of the times we live in. And Sayyidina Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's mother, Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the pure and pious woman mentioned in the Quran. And the miraculous birth upon which inshallah I will request Mawlana Ismail Banali to also mention, that he was born without a father. Without a father. Without any man touching Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. And he spoke as a baby. He spoke in the cradle. And he had a lot of miracles as well. But we will dive into all those. But just to give an idea, between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, the time difference is approximately 570 to 600 years, around 600 years. That's the time difference. And this easily also we can extract. Because which year are we living in? 2025. That's where the calendar starts. Okay. And that's related to Hazrat Isa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth. That's where they relate it to. Or his era, or his time, or his ascension. And the Islamic calendar, which year are we in? 1447. Muharram 1447. So if you minus 2025, 1447, you'll get the answer. Just a rough idea of what's the difference of our era. So from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, about 500 to 600 years. Anyways, now moving on to you, Mawlana Ismail.
Yeah, let's explain a bit the biography of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as Mawlana has mentioned, that he was born without a father. Let's start from the mother of Sayyidina Maryam, who is Hana. She promised Allah that if Allah you grant me a child, I'm going to dedicate the child to the synagogue, which is Baitul Maqdis. Then after she had delivered, then the child was a female. But still, because she promised that after the child is born, I'm going to dedicate the child to the
in your path.
Yeah, in your path.
Subhanallah.
Then she took Sayyidatuna Maryam to Bayt Maqdis, where at that time Sayyidina Zakaria alayhi salam was living. Then she put Sayyidatuna Maryam in the care of Zakaria alayhi salam. Then Sayyidatuna Maryam, she was in a separate chamber.
She had a separate chamber.
In the Bayt Maqdis. But a lot of things used to happen there, like fruits of the season.
Eh? Fruits without season, meaning?
Yeah, fruit without season.
In winter, she's getting summer fruits. Yes. In summer, she's getting Subhanallah.
Yes. Then even Sayyidina Zakaria, he asked her, "Oh, Maryam, where are you getting this from?"
Allah.
She said, "They're from Allah." Which means she was a pious lady. She was a pious lady. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Sayyidatuna Maryam to tell her about the news that she's going to have a child.
Allah Akbar.
Then after Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam approached her, then explained everything, explained the incident to her, that you're going to have a child. She said, "No man has touched me before."
Allah, subhanallah.
Then Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create whatever he wants in whatever way he wants. Meaning, you're going to have a child without a father. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you command something, it's kun fayakun.
Allah. Subhanallah.
Like the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam.
Subhanallah.
Without a father and without a mother.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined himself clearly. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one alone. He has no partners. He has not given birth to anyone and he has not taken birth from anyone. So this is a very key point here, that if you are giving this definition of Son of God based on the fact that he came in the world without a father, so what would you say about
Adam
alayhi salam? Here one thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could just produce the dates on that dry palm tree without her having to shake it. Allah ta'ala could have done this. So this in a way is also a message for us. You take a step from your end. You take a step to the mercy of Allah.
Yeah.
Allah's mercy will take 10 steps towards you. Do something on your end. Be the one to start something. Make an effort.
Yeah.
Allah ta'ala will grant you barakah. Subhanallah, going on.
That's why from what you have just said, as they say, as-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah.
Allah, Allah. Attempt is from us. Completion is from the Lord. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Now, so from here, she gave birth, everything, physical pain, and also emotional distress.
Allah, Allah.
She was worrying what people are going to say about it. Because giving birth without a touch from a man, people are going to say a lot. So which means a physical pain and also emotional distress.
Yes.
So after she took the baby to public, then the public started asking her questions.
Allahu Akbar.
Oh Maryam, your parents were not like this.
Allah.
Where have you taken this baby?
Allahu Akbar.
But what she did, she just pointed to the baby, asked the baby.
Allahu Akbar.
Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he defended his mother. He said, because from the miracle of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is to speak the term
the childbirth.
Yes.
Allah, Allah, in the cradle, he spoke in the cradle.
Then he said, I am the slave of Allah. I come to you with the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
So the baby, then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke the term of birth. He was young to defend the dignity of her, of his mother.
Subhanallah.
From here, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he grew up. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he grew up according to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was traveling distance.
And he was a man of very simple life.
Simple.
He adopted a very simple life. And he worked, strived to call people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, he also faced a lot of tribulations, a lot of trials. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with a lot of miracles as well. Basically, all the anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam are Muslims.
Yeah.
Muslim means the one who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salam submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and called. So Islam is not a new religion. It is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the religion, it is the way, it is the truth, it is the path towards which all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam invited, all the prophets invited towards this path. Likewise Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, and likewise Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa salam. Yes, every nabi had his own set of rules. Okay, Isa alayhi salam had his book, Injil. Injil was, and we believe in Injil, which was revealed upon Isa alayhi salam. We believe in the Torah, which was revealed on Musa alayhi salam. We believe in Zabur, which was revealed on Dawud alayhi salam. We believe in all the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which were revealed on the prophets. Whatever was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whichever prophet, we believe in them all. We know about them or we do not know about them. We believe in them all. But the thing is, we don't find those scriptures. We don't have those words which were revealed upon Isa alayhi salam, upon Dawud alayhi salam, upon Musa alayhi salam. Yes, there may be certain books or saying that this, but obviously the whole world knows that they are fabrications, they're manipulations, they change. Quran has no change. Quran is the summary of everything. Quran has the knowledge of everything. Quran has what Injil had. Quran has what Zabur had. Quran has what Torah had. Quran affirms everything. Quran gives an open challenge. You think it's not the word of God? Bring anything like this. It is. Imagine a book which has been memorized by millions or in generations, through so many generations. It's not just a manuscript which has moved literature wise. It has moved heart to heart. No change. What you read, it's a miracle of the Quran. It's a living miracle. So coming to the miracles of Sayyiduna Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, in surah, there is a whole dedicated surah Ali Imran. There is a whole dedicated surah with the name of Surah Maryam. We as Muslims, we love Isa alayhi salam. We as Muslims, we follow the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. We as Muslims love all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Isa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, wa rasulan ila bani Israel, that, and he will be a messenger towards the children of Israel. Then, anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum, that while uttering, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. Anni akhluqu lakum min at-tini, that, now what are the signs from the Lord? I mold for you from the clay. What? Ka hay'ati at-tayri, a bird-like figure. فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, that I would for you from clay, I would mold for you from clay a bird-like figure, and I blow onto it, and it immediately becomes living bird. It becomes alive. How? بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. What we were discussing earlier as well, that Allah Ta'ala has blessed His prophets with mu'ajizat. Allah Ta'ala blesses the awliya with karamat, with extraordinary powers or so extraordinary miracles. Now, for somebody not to believe in them, you can't do like this, you can't do like this. It's like you're doubting the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's bi-idhnillah, it's through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, wa ubri'ul akmaha wal abrasa wa uhyil mawta bi-idhnillah. He says that, and I heal him. Heal who? By the permission of Allah. Okay, and I heal him, meaning the one who is born blind, and the leper, and I give life to the dead. Bi-idhnillah. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa unabbi'ukum bima ta'kuluna wa ma taddakhiruna fi buyutikum. And I can inform you that what you eat and what you have stored in your homes. Inna fi dhalika la ayatan lakum. In kuntum mu'mineen, and in this is a great sign for you if you are believing. And the details of this are also mentioned, that how he raised the birds back, who he resurrected back from dead, how he came, how they came back from dead to life. There are all details about this mentioned in the Holy Quran. There are so many things narrated about Isa alayhi salam, like this verse of the Holy Quran. And then if you read their tafsir, like all this has been mentioned in the tafsir of the Holy Quran. And if you want it in an easy manner, you can read the Quranic wonders. It's all mentioned there, that how Isa alayhi salam, like for example, his friend Azar. Azar, I will just read this portion, that Azar was a devoted friend of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. When he was about to die, his sister sent a message to Isa alayhi salam to inform him that his friend is dying. At that time, Isa alayhi salam was at a distance of 3 days' journey from his friend. Isa alayhi salam reached after his death and burial of Azar. He was buried. He alayhi salam went to the grave of Azar and called upon him. Azar resurrected, came out of his grave, lived for many years, and even became a father. Subhanallah. Okay, another one. Son of an old lady. Now what happened there was, the son of an old lady had died, and the people were carrying him for burial. Coincidentally, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was passing by there. He was resurrected by virtue of the supplication of Isa alayhi salam. He made dua. He got up, dressed up, and brought his death bed back home. He was the one who carried his death bed. And carry, he died, he was on that bed. being carried. He is the one who carried it and took it back to this house. Allahu Akbar. And he lived a long life and he also became a father. Then a daughter of a tax collector. Allahu Akbar. The daughter of a tax collector had died. She resurrected after one day of her death by virtue of the supplication of Isa alayhi salam. She lived for a long time and also bore several children. Okay, these were recent ones. Maybe died 3 days ago, died a day ago, died just now, janaza is being taken. Maybe there was some confusion. Maybe they were alive. This is something strange. Now, Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh. Sam bin Nuh. The son of Nuh alayhi salam. Now, this leaves no room of doubt. Well, they also, there is no room of doubt. But you know, some people want to take out issues for nothing. So, Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam resurrected the three mentioned people. Some cunning people of the Bani Israel alleged that these three people were not actually dead, but they were in the fit of unconsciousness. Maybe they were a bit unconscious, in coma, yeah, right word for that. So, they were, you know, putting these allegations on Isa alayhi salam. So, in response to their demand, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam said that 4,000 years have passed since the death of Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam. Take me to his grave and I will resurrect him by the command of Allah. 4,000 years have passed. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam invoked the Isme Azam, Allah's great name, besides his grave, and Sayyiduna Sam bin Nuh alayhi salam resurrected straight away. Subhanallah. And he alayhi salam came out of his grave and inquired worryingly, has Qiyamah come? Why am I out of my grave? Is it Qiyamah? Allahu Akbar. After this, he alayhi salam embraced faith upon Isa alayhi salam. Because now he's alive. He's alive. And whose ummah is it right now? Isa alayhi salam. So now he believes in Isa alayhi salam. That's how this whole system works. That when Isa alayhi salam will return to the world, he will be as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will bring iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Sam bin Nuh, he brought iman on Isa alayhi salam. And died after a short time. After that, he passed away again. Subhanallah. So likewise, there are many, many incidents like this. At the end, now what happens is, the time when Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam is raised back.
Before we continue, you have just mentioned about the that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam used to know what people hide in their homes. Mm-hmm. Whatever they are hiding.
Yes. Allah, Allah, Allah. Okay, let me mention to you. And this is written in Quranic wonders. That it has been mentioned in hadith that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam would reveal the students, the children of the Bani Israel, of his seminary about whatever their parents eat and hide in their homes. So, when the parent would inquire from their children that how they came to know about these secrets, the children would reply that Isa alayhi salam informed them in the seminary, in the class. It was Isa alayhi salam who informed them. Because children would go and say that it is this. So how do you know? Isa alayhi salam informed us. So now hearing this, the parents restrained their children from going to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and saying that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam is a magician, so we won't send our kids to him. Okay. This happened. So when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam entered the town of the Bani Israel in search of those children, the people hid their children inside a home and said that the children are not there. There was a house, they hid the children there and said that the kids are not here. Who are you looking for? Okay. But Isa alayhi salam knows what you're eating. You think you can hide your children? Huh? Subhanallah. Azzawajal. So now what happened was they said that the children are not home. They are not here. So the people hid the children. And now Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam asked, who is inside this house? Who is inside the home? So these wicked people replied. They said, oh, there are pigs inside the home. Don't worry. There are pigs inside the home. Isa alayhi salam said, okay, there must be pigs. Thereafter, when the people opened the door of the home, there were pigs inside. Allah, Allah. This news spread amongst the Bani Israel and they boiled with rage and fury. They were angry. They conspired to assassinate Isa alayhi salam. And seeing this, Sayyidatuna Maryam migrated to Egypt with her son, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This is how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was secured from the wickedness of those people. So basically, knowing where exactly the children are, How did he know? Knowing exactly what they're eating, knowing exactly what they're storing. If this is not ilmul ghaib, what is ilmul ghaib? This is ilmul ghaib. This is the knowledge of unseen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows the knowledge of unseen upon whomever He chooses. This is a bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At numerous places, at numerous occasions in the histories and biographies of many prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, and likewise many of the, like for example, at the time of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, Asif bin Barqiyah, he knew exactly where the throne is and he knew exactly how to bring it. Alright, now you come at the time of Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Okay, he knows exactly the directions and where to go, and he is by the sea, and the sea is being split, and he knows that if I enter there, I'm not. How does he know that? Are you understanding or not? Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave so many news of ghaib. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so many signs of the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave so many descriptions and signs regarding Jannat and Jahannam. He mentioned so many things about the day of judgment. Who has seen the day of judgment? Who has seen Allah?
Rasulullah.
Have you seen Allah? Have you seen Allah? No. You believe in Allah?
Yes.
Who told you there is Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Allah Hazrat says, Aur koi ghaib kiya, tum se niha ho bala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoro durud. That which other ghaib will be away from you, Ya Rasulullah? What can be something which is not known to you, Ya Rasulullah? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also known to you, then what else is left? May thousands and millions of blessings be upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters into Madinatul Munawwara. He was saying, Ya Rasulullah come, Ya Rasulullah come, Ya Rasulullah come. Here we are talking about Anbiya, isn't it? We are talking about Anbiya. But when Rasulullah enters in Madinatul Munawwara, they're saying, come to my house, come to my house. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? My she camel knows where to go. Because of the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the animal is understanding where to go. The animal is actually knowing what is not known by others. Meaning the animal knows the unseen because of the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what will be the level of the anbiya? What will be the level of this, of the master of all the prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, in the Holy Quran, if you look at the format of the Holy Quran, how the Holy Quran speaks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Ya Ayyuhan. Allah, Allah, Allah. Manana, what did you touch? What has he touched? An-Nabi. An-Nabi, the definition of Nabi is the one who gives the news of unseen. The word Nabi means that. So you are saying Nabi doesn't know the knowledge of unseen. Let's translate it. The messenger who delivers the news of unseen, the bearer of the news of unseen doesn't know unseen. Are you mad? How does it even make sense? It's leave alone being a faith-related error. This is a linguistic-related error as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that power, that ability. This was due to the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So the knowledge of the unseen, which Anbiya and the Awliya have, is only because of the bestowal of Allah. It's because Allah has given them. And the knowledge of unseen which Allah has, all the knowledge which Allah has is His. Nobody has given Him. It's His. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm is dhati. And what the anbiya, the awliya, whatever they have been bestowed, that's atai. That's the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on. When Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam proclaimed his prophethood in front of the Jews, so they were already well informed by the virtues of Torah, and that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam would overrule their religion. For this reason, Jews became his enemy. Now, instead of accepting, they're now becoming enemies. Well, you need to accept the Sharia of Isa alayhi salam. You need to accept him as the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam felt that they are keeping that rigid, the disbelievers are keeping that rigid animosity and everything, and they were planning to assassinate him, and they were plotting against him, that's why Isa alayhi salam called upon the people for help. Who will be my helper towards Allah? So asking ghairullah is proven from the Quran, from the Anbiya-e-Kiram. But the ultimate help is of course from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So about 12 or 19 companions replied, Nahnu Ansarullah, we are the helpers of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amanna billah, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Washhad bi anna muslimoon. And you be witness that we are Muslims. The remaining people remain rigid in their disbelief, and they conspired to assassinate Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They sent a person called Tatyanus to kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in his home. Meanwhile, Allah Ta'ala sent Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam with a cloud to raise Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam towards the skies. His mother embraced him out of love and affection. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said to his mother, O beloved mother, now we will meet on the day of judgment. And the cloud lifted him towards the skies. This incident took place in Baytul Muqaddas. So when Tatyanus did not come out of the house, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, for a long time, he did not come out of the home of Isa alayhi salam because he had gone there to with some evil intentions. So the enemies invaded the house. Allah Azza wa Jalla transformed Tatyanus into the appearance of Isa alayhi salam, and he was assassinated and crucified instead. Not Isa alayhi salam. It was the assassinator of Isa alayhi salam.
In resemblance of Isa.
Yes.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
yes. He was not killed, he was not crucified, he was, somebody else was given his resemblance. Allah's Nabi, Allah Ta'ala protected him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And now some people may say on this that, you know, he died for humanity, so we are automatically forgiven and we are entering into paradise. If that law can be applied, then I think finish the police, finish the judiciary, finish the law, finish the rules, finish the regulations, leave everything, do whatever you want. Allah Ta'ala created everyone. Allah Ta'ala has given us a set of rules to follow. We follow, we good. Be good people, be good to ourselves, be good to the people around us, be good to the family, be good people, good believers, and enter into paradise. It's as simple as that. It does not deny the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is more merciful than Allah? Allah is the most merciful. It is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim that Isa alayhi salam will come back close to the day of judgment and follow the sharia of Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will eliminate Dajjal and the pig. Pig is a dirty animal. Pig is an animal which is impermissible to eat. It's a very dirty animal. Pig. Pig will end. Pig is haram to eat. Okay? And Dajjal will come to an end. And he will maintain justice for 7 years. Then he, alayhi salam, will pass away and he will be buried in Madinatul Munawwara under the green dome. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and without doubt, they did not kill him. Rather, Allah raised him towards himself, and Allah is overpowering, all wise. Allah, Allah, Allah. So basically, to sum it up, Isa alayhi salam is alive with his body, with his soul. Isa alayhi salam is alive. Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some narrations suggest he was ascended towards the heavens on the day of Ashura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love and passion for the prophets alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the firm path, inshallah, azza wa jal. Jazakallah to all the viewers as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Next episode is very important, and it is like the cherry on top of the cake. It is an entire journey of sacrifice. It's regarding Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the journey of Karbala. So see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From the earth that sailed in storm and rain, from to Karbala's land of grief and pain, one held life through waters wave, one showed truth and died so brave. From the ark to Karbala.